Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Today's episode is about how to manifest through knowing who you really are. And my guest, Denise Simone, shares her wisdom around finding out the truth in order to manifest all that you desire. It's a wonderful interview, and I'm so excited to share it with you. So listen in and happy manifesting. Welcome to Law of Attraction in Action. Thank you so much for coming. I'm really excited about my guest today. Her name is Denise Simone, and I met her several years ago at our happiness coaching training with Robert Holden. And right away, I just thought this woman is just beautiful inside and out. She, just a little bit about Denise, though, she's a certified life coach, and she helps people awaken to their truth and help them come to a place of unconditional love for themselves. And she posts the most amazing stuff on Instagram and Facebook. So I hope I'm going to try and get a link from her to post on this call just because you all need to hear what she has to share. It's amazing. So anyway, thank you so much for being with us, Denise. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for having me. So happy to be here.
Yay. And, you know, Denise and I also did a wonderful call. It lasted like about an hour and a half, right? So she and I could really talk. So we're going to try and keep this conversation to a minimum and really focus on the law of attraction. But maybe let me just start this conversation, Denise, and just tell me how you came into the law of attraction.
Okay. So my journey with this law of attraction is very interesting. I went into it with, well, first let me start by saying that my intention was to go into it with one vision in mind, and I came out of it with a whole nother vision. And what that looked like was I was struggling in the area of relationships. I was feeling really frustrated. And I think that's how a lot of us come to know what the law of attraction is really about. We are struggling in some area of our life, and we start to question, like, what's going on, what's happening, and we want answers. And so this is how we kind of like awaken to this law. But this law is really always working, right? It's not like we find out about it and then all of a sudden it's working. It's always working. Right. So for me, it was just working in a really wonky way. I just was repeating old patterns and I couldn't get myself to understand. I was blaming everything outside of me. You know, I was in that space of thinking it was everyone else's fault. And I was taking no responsibility for myself. But I think in essence, that's kind of what has to happen for us to really kind of wake up and start to question, well, how am I the common denominator in all of this? How am I being responsible for this occurring, you know, without blaming or without shaming ourselves? At some point, we just have to take responsibility. So, yes. So I started to really dive into it. And I like to say that, you know, some people say, well, you know, I really wanted to manifest this and it came really quick. And for me, it just didn't happen that way. And I want to be careful about the way I word what I say, but I'm almost grateful that it didn't, because it really forced me to dig deep. You know, it forced me to really come back into my truth and understand what it is that was preventing me from creating what I wanted, and also what was blocking me. And
yeah, and you and I had the very same situation, because I got into law of attraction to find my soulmate, and what I found was my purpose and passion. And I love what you're saying, Denise, that it kind of woke you up to who you are, because law of attraction makes you realize that it's you're the cause of your reality, right?
Absolutely. Yes. And so in doing all of that, I really found my passion, because, and you know, I don't think we just find our passion. I think we always know. We kind of always know what it is. It's just I forgot. Like, you know, as a young girl, I was very strong-minded, and I had all these I know I had all these thoughts and beliefs that felt really good to me, but we detour into fear, you know, based on our social conditioning and our surroundings, and we're told all these crazy things and we start to believe them, you know, and we have experiences in our life that shift the way we perceive ourselves as well, which was, you know, a big portion of me coming back to understanding like my past and how my past really was affecting my present. So I really think, you know, if people are feeling frustrated with the law of attraction, I think a big component of it is that it needs to be talked about a little bit more, is that our past really does affect the way we are, being in the present, and we create in the present moment. So if our past, past is affecting our present, we have to look at it. And I think a lot of people resist that, you know, a lot of people want to just kind of think positive. And there's so much purpose in that, that, you know, that really does play a big role when it comes to attracting what we want. But we have to do the clearing out first. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's the gift in this, because once you realize that, you know, what happened in your life, you have control over. And a lot of people resist that. They say, well, I don't want to take, you know, credit for those bad relationships. And I know you and I have been through bad relationships. And I don't look at my past now as, I'm not a victim anymore. I am in control of it. And so I shifted that, oh, poor me, to, wow, what was I doing to attract this? And I don't say that in an unloving way towards myself, but just more of a, how could I grow through this, right?
Exactly. That's like the perfect question. That's the most powerful question we can ask ourselves. How can I learn from this experience? And I don't see any of those relationships as bad that I had. And I'm sure you don't either. You know, in retrospect, when we look back, you know, they were all tools for us to learn more and more about who we are. So if we judge something, we can't use it to our benefit, right? We have to really honor the fact that we had to go through all of those incidences. So I really encourage people to see that everything they've been through is really just stepping stones and preparing them for, you know, what is going to be most in alignment with their truth. Because we have to, everything's purposeful. It's like one of my big messages is, once we condemn something or make it bad, it's no longer useful, right? But if we're really seeing the purpose in it and the gift in it, then we can learn. And that's really what this is all about. And the more we learn, the more we have control over our energy. Not necessarily, because I also think there's a lot of divine timing in this. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So we have control to an extent, and that is in what we think, what we believe, and how we feel. And then that helps us to align with what we're really desiring. Because I'll tell you, when I was first starting out and I had this vision, because a lot of, you know, a lot of coaches will say make a list, and lists are really important for clarity, you know. But if I look at my list a few years ago and then I think about how I want to be kind of co-creating in a relationship now, it's two totally different pictures, you know, because we grow through our experiences.
Absolutely. And so what was the biggest change for you as far as when you started using the law of attraction, understanding this on your growth? Like, did your relationship change, or what changed in your life?
Yeah, you know, well, the biggest thing is the relationship with myself changed the most. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what needs to happen so that we can then attract in what's most in alignment with who we are. You know, because the thing is, we can really attract a lot of stuff into our lives, and then we realize we're not happy. There's a lot of people out there working really hard to get, and then once they have it, they sit back and go, wow, this is really doesn't feel good to me. And it could be very confusing. So I think really the foundation of the law of attraction is knowing who we are, first and foremost. Knowing who we are and knowing what we really desire. And then I think that this law really starts to work magically when we are in alignment with our truth.
Right. And I do think when I've had lots of people come to my groups, my law of attraction group that I've taught for years, and so many people will be like, okay, I want this materialistic thing. And then I, my groups, you know, I do these exercises where I have them get deep and they're like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. This is not what I signed up for. But my way of teaching and your way as well is to show that we need to really know who we are. And once you know who you are, that is when life gets fantastic. It is not a matter of finding something. It's just finding who we are. In fact, I have this quote at the beginning of my book. I just want to read it really quick. I don't want to take away from this interview, but it's just, it goes along with what we're saying. It says, it's a Marianne Williamson quote, but it says, ego says, once everything falls into place, I'll feel peace. Spirit says, find peace, and then everything will fall into place.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
And that's one of my favorite quotes because it's true. It's getting real with you. And Denise, that's your expertise is helping people get real with themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's funny. I had to, how do I explain? You know, my mind and my head was, and basically it's the wounded part of us that I really think people open up to the law of attraction when they're so frustrated and they think that once they get that thing, mm-hmm. they're going to be happy, you know, and mm-hmm. that's ultimately what I was doing. I was like, I really need this relationship. And that, what is that energy? That's needy energy, you know, that mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. really about mm-hmm. like, you know, thinking something externally outside of you is going to fulfill you. But I had to take that route to really understand what fulfills me, which blows my mind. Every time I think about it, it's just mind blowing because the universe knows what it's doing. You know, there's no accidents. So it's like, yeah, I had to take that little detour to come back to ultimately what gives me, what makes me feel on purpose, what lights me up. And that's really being of service to other people. And I mm-hmm. think that's when the law of attraction really is powerful, is when we're giving, not trying, mm-hmm. to, when we're not mm-hmm. trying to get, but when we're utilizing right. our gifts and we're really being at our highest service.
Yeah. And that's, again, it took me 6.5 years to find my soulmate, and I did the vision boards and I did everything that I was supposed to find my soulmate, and it wasn't happening. And I kept going, like many people, like, why is this not happening? But that's the thing. The universe knew I had much more to me than just, not that my partner's not important to me, but he's icing on the cake. My whole life has become an absolute, there's a purpose. There's, and it's all about giving. I just can't. Like you, there's so much I want to share with the world and of my heart and help people live to have that too, right? Because yes. you and I know to connect with our truth was actually the greatest gift we could have given ourselves, and it wasn't anything outside of ourselves.
That's right. And you know what I love about your story is that you met him when you were in your purpose, right?
Yes. Yeah, and he's in his purpose too. Yeah. Like attracts like. Mm-hmm. So, and it's been a very divine relationship. But Denise, he's not my everything. Mm-hmm. And in the past, relationships were my everything. And people go into relationships, they need that for their everything. And the truth is, you are your everything, right?
That's right. And that's, I think that's the real key to this law. That's the foundation. Once you're there, then your energy is completely shifted. And there is no more of, and don't get me wrong, we're all on this path forever, you know, and there are going to be times when we fall off and we have to realign. But the more we practice, the more we're in tune with our truth, the more we, another component of this is emotional intelligence. We have to be so in tune with our emotions. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of the law of attraction focuses on the thinking, but, and it's true, of course, our thoughts have to be aligned, but they're very much attached to our emotions, and our mm-hmm. emotions are energy, right? So we have to be in that space of really knowing, being familiar with our feelings, because when we are, we're able to quickly see when we're out of alignment. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of it, for me, one of my biggest struggles was wanting to just avoid my feelings. You know, like I wanted to ignore when I was feeling crappy. and I mm-hmm. just, and I would think, well, if I could just shift my thinking. But it was really about getting in tune with all of myself, you know, like the mm-hmm. holistic aspects of thinking, feeling, and then ultimately my actions. Like everything has to be aligned. And that in itself is a journey, you know, really just understanding that the more we're in tune with ourselves, the more that we can utilize this in a way that serves us the most.
Oh, absolutely. And that is the key right there, is because when you're attuned to yourself, you're more aware of your emotions, because your emotions do dictate most of the time the law of attraction, right? It's energy. And so if you're, however you're feeling, if you're feeling your truth and you're really attuned to your feelings and just be with them, life flows better. And the thing is, we're human beings. We're human. We're never going to be happy all the time. And you and I learned that with our happiness coaching. It's not about being happy all the time. It's about being okay with all of your emotions, because we're going to have all of our emotions.
That's right.
And I know a lot of people are afraid of law of attraction. And I wonder if you can talk on this, because they go, well, oh my gosh, I'm feeling bad. I'm feeling negative. Uh-oh, I'm going to attract all these horrible things. I mean, what's your thoughts on that? I have thoughts, but I'm just curious what you think of that.
Yeah, first of all, I don't think negative thoughts attract negative things. I do think, because I have negative thoughts all day long, you know, it's not about that. It's about how it's our relationship to everything. So what is my relationship to my thinking? I could have negative thoughts pass through my mind all day long. And this is where meditation comes in. It's really a powerful tool. It's just a tool that helps us to detach from our thinking. So we could be thinking negative and even feeling negative, but if we're so attuned to what feels good to us as well as what feels bad to us, that's where we have control, because our thoughts and our feelings are not who we are. They're an aspect of us. So we can, when we attune to ourselves, we can navigate through the thinking and the feeling much more easily. We get to be the observer of them, and we get to, and in that moment, we get to choose, well, is this serving me? It doesn't mean we have to freak out and get all crazy and think that nothing's going to work for us. It's just another way of learning more about who we are. And then also being able to embrace when we're feeling and thinking negatively. Well, what is this actually trying to teach me right now, right? Because again, everything's a lesson. If we kind of try to push it under the rug and say, well, I don't want to think and feel negatively, we're never going to get the lesson, right? So we have to kind of take a moment and pause and go, well, okay, these thoughts are here, and they've probably been with me for a really long time. So instead of ignoring them, I'm going to get really curious about them, and I'm going to try to understand what it is that they're really trying to tell me, because there is always a message. There's always a message in our emotions.
Absolutely. And it's those, you know, the growth that we feel in those dark moments is the part that really shifts us. Yes. And I love what Abraham Hicks says all the time, that there's never anything bad. It's just contrast.
Yes.
So when I look at a negative situation, I go, oh, okay, well, I know I really don't like this, but what do I like? Cause there's always that something that's birthed out of that. There's a desire that's birthed out of, you know, I hate being single, or I hate not having money. But on the other side of that, it's like, well, I really want this kind of relationship, or I really want to have this kind of life where I have more abundance and prosperity. And that's what we're going to attract. So it's almost like you're placing your order whenever you're in that negative space.
Yeah.
You know, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. And I love what you just said, because here's the thing. I'll just use being single, because you and I talked about this the last time. Like, if we have that negative connotation or that negative viewpoint of being single, we're constantly going to resist it. And then we're constantly going to be in it, feeling that, because we're trying to push it away because we're judging it so bad. So part of my journey was really being so comfortable with being single. And that energy of being so, so comfortable in my own skin, and just knowing that I get to be and do and create all on my own. I don't need any external person to fulfill me. embracing that part of my journey. Now when I meet people and I'm going out and I have so much fun. It's completely shifted the way the pressure. There's no pressure, you know? Yeah. And that pressure is going to resist the very thing you're wanting to call in for yourself, you know?
Right. So, absolutely.
So it's really about embracing everything, all of it.
Yeah. Well, and I'm probably going to wrap this up pretty soon, but I want to, if you can share with the listeners, some like things that you use, either if it's daily or what practices that really help you, connect with your truest self, or any advice that help people where they can take away and maybe, you know, find their own path.
Sure. The number one tool that I use is journaling. I think that putting our thoughts on paper, because before we were talking about how, you know, our negative thinking is not necessarily bad, but if we attach ourselves to it, it becomes, we start to think that's who we are, right? So So for me, if I'm really having a spiral, if I'm spiraling and I'm starting to feel like, oh my gosh, my thinking is out of control and I'm not sure how to, you know, gain momentum and kind of put myself back on track, I take out a journal and I just start taking everything that's going on in my head and I put it on paper, because it really helps to, when you see it, it really helps to detach from it. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, I've had so many journals. And I'm starting now to have my, you know, my positive journal, you know, like my positive aspects of my life, and then my journal on, you know, those really bad days. And, you know, it's just, it's good to get it out, but it's also good to do positive too. So I'm a big journal. I agree with you.
Yeah. And it's also journaling around your emotions. If you catch yourself feeling in a funk and you can't get yourself out of it, that's not a sign to ignore it. That's a sign to honor it. And so that's also how I use my journal, is I'll just start to write down everything I'm feeling, and that practice alone just gets it out, you know?
Yeah.
And then you start to realize that really what you're feeling in that moment has nothing to do with what's happening in that moment.
It's just
triggering so many things from our past that we're still recycling.
Yeah.
So,
and what we resist persists. And so it's so important to get it out. Absolutely.
Yeah. So I would say journaling is my number one, and then meditation is kind of right there alongside it. But my meditation is very, I like to move when I meditate. So I go for walks and I go out in nature and, you know, go to the park. I just, sitting and meditating for me kind of makes my mind spin a little faster. I like to move, but there's no wrong way to meditate. I always say, as long as you're committing to it, 10 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day can make all the difference.
And I love that you said that, because so many people tell me like, oh, I want to meditate, but it's just too hard, or I just want to find time. And that was such good advice, Denise, because it does not have to look a certain way. It's just a matter of getting quiet, right? And I find being in nature is an excellent way to get quiet and just be present. And then that's when you go like, oh, those thoughts that I had those are really loud, or those other thoughts are, you know, those feel good. And we just become aware. And I love meditation too. So we're on the same page there.
Yeah.
So, great. Well, thank you so much. I really want people to be able to learn more about you. Can you please share your website with them, so in case they want to get in touch with you and learn more about your services?
Sure. My website is Denise, just my name, DeniseSimone.com. And you can go ahead and check out my blog, and I offer coaching services and packages there as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Denise, and thank you everyone for listening, and I hope this helps, and I look forward to my next guest speaker. If you're interested in being interviewed on my podcast, just go to my website at www.michelle-joy.com. That's michelle-joy.com. And I'm so thankful that you all got to listen in with this wonderful woman. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you, Michelle.
And happy manifesting.